Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. The tremendous growth of farmers markets, farm-to-table restaurants, and interest in local food is turning the Hudson Valley into a food hive. For many residents, nutritious local food enhances their quality of life and their health. Increasingly, people understand that healthy communities require healthy food. A key to sustaining and growing adequate supplies of nutritious local food is ensuring that Valley farms remain economically viable. Scenic Hudson helps achieve this by partnering with family farms to conserve productive farmland. We purchase conservation easements that compensate farmers to ensure their land will always be available for farming. So far, Scenic Hudson has teamed up with 66 farm families to conserve almost 10,000 acres. In addition to enabling today's farmers to invest in their ongoing operations, these easements make farms more affordable for the next generation of farmers. Over the last year, we've ramped up the pace of farmland protection. We're building momentum based on a collaborative approach. Working with fellow land trusts and local communities, we're protecting entire blocks of farmland, primarily in towns whose economies depend on agriculture. Two recent grants will help fuel future victories. For the second year in a row, we've secured a major commitment from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service, that's NRCS for short. The new $2.56 million grant, funded through the Farm Bill and its Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program, will enable us to work with the Columbia Land Conservancy, the Dutchess Land Conservancy, and seven farm families to preserve nearly 1,250 acres on two working farms in Dutchess County and five in Columbia County. The grant covers nearly 50% of the cost of purchasing conservation easements on these farms. Completing the transaction requires additional monies through a combination of funding from Scenic Hudson, private donors, and public sources. NRCS funding last year provided $1.8 million and enabled Scenic Hudson and our other partners to protect nearly 700 acres on 11 family farms in Dutchess and Columbia County. All of the farms protected through these initiatives provide jobs, support the Valley's $800 million agricultural economy, and help meet growing needs for local food. In New York City alone, there is a $600 million unmet demand for regionally produced foods. These federal programs are threatened, so I encourage you to contact your congressman and senator to let them know you think renewing this program for 5 years is absolutely critical. The time is now to make this call. Thanks to a $100,000 grant from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, Scenic Hudson is undertaking two innovative farmland preservation projects. In one, we're completing the first ever food shed conservation plan for the Hudson Valley. It will let us and our partners know just how much land needs to be conserved to supply fresh food to the region in New York City, and where are those critical farm acres. In the other initiative, we're working with county leaders to explore ways of increasing local funding for farmland conservation through innovative means. This would improve the likelihood of securing state and federal grants and low-interest loans that require matching funds. These prestigious national grants underscore the importance of Valley farms and the need to preserve them as an essential ingredient for creating healthy, prosperous communities throughout the region and healthy families. This is Ned Sullivan, wishing you well, and thank you.